The following event is a More Ace Audio production. Introducing first, from London, England, the team of Ace and Skillet, this is The Kickout.
Yo, what's going on? Another week, another episode. This is The Kickout. My name is Ace.
My name is Skillet.
And welcome. This is your weekly rundown of all things wrestling, WWE, and all that good stuff. We had a good week, man.
Last week's episode. A lot of people messaging when we talked about The Rock.
Yeah. You know, what happened last week?
We referenced Rock and the Usos, and we referenced The Rock promo with Jericho. Last week was a good episode, and we got another good episode to do today because we got a full house, baby.
Yes, man. We got a couple guests in the studio.
Guests.
We'll let them introduce themselves. Let's start with you, sir.
Obviously, Man Like Rives.
We got Man Like Rives. Rival was on the show before.
Undisputed.
You know, and we need to get him back because this man's got opinions and views that you need to hear.
I need the views. That's why I'm here, fam. I'm coming for you, man's team. Add me.
And we got another guest who was on the show before.
Yup.
Jukebox.
What's up?
Another big wrestling fan.
Yup.
So yeah. You know, we got some good, you know, knowledge up in the building, man. You know,
it's good as well because this has been an insane week for wrestling.
Yes.
We have a new WWE champion!
Let me get a round of applause. Let's get a round of applause.
Yeah, yeah.
We have to get a round of applause.
100%.
AJ Styles.
Yeah.
Can we get a round of applause for Dean Ambrose's clothesline not working at all? Yes, finally someone's kicked out and says, yeah, this thing ain't for
get
everyone.
Get that shit the fuck out of here. Right?
The greatest debut year since Kurt Angle.
Ooh.
AJ Styles.
I agree with that.
Sheamus' debut year was big as well.
Sheamus had a big debut year.
I felt with Kurt Angle's debut year was so impactful that it blessed him for the rest of his career.
Right.
Sheamus has dipped.
It has definitely.
And I don't think AJ's going to dip either.
Nah, it's not going to dip.
So I just think...
I think if we're talking about that 12 months, yeah, Sheamus' impact when he came, mm-hmm. think about it, because we didn't even know who Sheamus was.
Yeah.
He was just a big pasty white guy that came.
True.
And won the title out of nowhere.
Yeah, yeah.
True.
Whereas AJ's got all the history.
But that's why I love it.
It's big. We're going to get to that. Loads of things to talk about. We've got to talk about Backlash. We've got to talk about Raw. Yeah. We've got to talk about SmackDown. Well, let's start.
CM Punk.
Let's start with man like CM Punk.
He just got craft punked.
UFC, two, was it 203?
203, yeah, baby.
CM
a
Punk.
Really good card, I must add.
Yeah, it was a good card.
Yeah, it really was a good card.
It was a good card.
What do we think, man?
Mate.
It's a mate.
Let's open up the floor first. Let's go around. Start off with Rival. Rival, your thoughts on CM Punk's performance at 203?
Everything about the idea of CM Punk being a UFC wrestler and then seeing the results is basically the ideal meme to say when reality hits you after you have a sick idea.
Mm. Mad.
Yo. My man's never hit nobody for real life, fam. It's a different thing, fam. Yeah. This ain't a suplex and Vince comes and tells you who's going to win the match, fam. This is... You're basically fighting for your life. You get me? You're in some neck-shaped ring. There's no ropes.
Yep.
No turnbuckles. And there's bare people watching, fam. And you've got a million other like WWE people that you've probably pissed off waiting for you to fall, fam. It's one of a good idea, man.
Jukebox, to you, your views on Punk's performance?
First and foremost, like, you have to rate him for going through the whole transitional period, attempting to do something outside of what he generally
does. How does everyone say that, though?
No, because...
I can't rate a man for doing something stupid.
Was it stupid? If he had won, we wouldn't be saying it was stupid.
If I jump out the window right now and land on my feet, are you going to rate me for jumping out the window?
Yeah. I mean, why? You smashed it.
Yeah, you a cat?
Like, you know what I'm saying?
You get me?
What kind of Spider-Man thing is that? Whether I think you should do it or not is a different thing.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but if you
land on your feet, it's like, wow. Okay.
If he didn't land on his feet and he died.
We can't rate someone for... Not a wrong move, because I don't know what his personal goals are, but... Nobody in the room would just sign up to UFC.
Yeah.
Even with a wrestling pass.
I know I wouldn't.
I wouldn't personally, but I don't know. To go through the whole transition and...
So you respect
I respect that.
Okay, yeah. Fair enough. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I respect that, but completely abysmal.
My opinion, I do respect him wanting to do it because that's but obviously it's one of his bucket list things. And we all man them. We all have a bucket list thing there that we always want to do, even if it's against what we should be doing.
Yeah.
So I respect that. It just reminded me of Friends, you know, when Monica was dating my man and he wanted to get into MMA
yeah.
and then it just didn't work out for him.
I wish you told me that when the.
Yeah, we could have had that kind of
meme. I would
have
had the perfect yeah. way. I would have had a good 7,000
Put Punk's face on it, you know. He still gave a nice speech. His press conference the day afterwards is very deep when he started crying.
I didn't see the one the day after.
It was emotional. So some guy's like. So what did AJ say to you in the background after you lost? And he's like, oh man, you want to make me cry, don't you? And then he looked into the sky for a little like,
and he was fully crying.
For a good minute, tears is rolling on his eyes.
Yo, skillet,
and
bro.
And he went, oh, she just said, oh, you know, she's proud of me.
Bruv, I swear he wanted to cry after the match, fam.
Yeah.
He looked like he was ready to bomb.
You know what the thing about Punk, he didn't stand his ground and trying to, like, he just tried to wrestle him to the ground, and that was stupid. Like, see, the fight before, there was a fighter called the California Kid. Granted, he's an experienced fighter, but he did a thing where he couldn't beat his opponent either,
right.
But he was at least standing up and not letting the guy take him down.
Right.
That's what Punk should have done, you know?
CM Punk tried to hit him with a go to sleep,
yeah.
CM Punk tried to give him the go to sleep,
yeah, it's a shame. It's a shame.
You have to remember, like, CM Punk doesn't even have an amateur wrestling background.
He doesn't.
Yeah.
He went straight to professional wrestling.
Yeah,
so
it's
not like he's known for pinning. Even like his professional wrestling style ain't about getting man on the ground and submission moves and nothing. It was very strange.
So, Rivals handing me something.
A wrestling belt.
It's very strange that he went for that, and I think it was strange that he was in the match in the first place. But
bro, for all his training, it was a deer in the headlights moment. Bro.
Yeah.
As soon as it was fight.
Yeah, he didn't know what to do. Yeah, he didn't know
what the hell to do.
Yeah, he didn't know what to do. It's sad, man. I mean, because I kind of feel he kind of damaged his legacy a bit, man.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Nah,
you don't think so?
Nah, his pipe bomb, man.
No, don't get me wrong. He's a legend. He's a Hall of Famer. But what I mean in terms of the reception he would have got if he won that fight and came back to WWE,
it would have been
yeah.
Who said he's coming back?
No, he's not going to come back. But I'm saying
he will come back.
You reckon?
Do you know why? They've had beef with. So look at how many beef they're beef with Hogan. Yeah. They've had beef with Stone Warrior. Yeah, yeah, they've had beef. He'll come back at some point. Even if he's just coming back to get his Hall of Fame. Like ring,
yeah. If they give
he'll
it
come
to
back
him.
For something.
They will. If they give it to him,
they will.
Vince, you know Vince holds a grudge, fam. You can tell my man is, yeah, fam. Look what they did to Titus, fam. Every time I see that, have you seen the actual video of when he just, fam? Look what they did, fam.
They're harsh. That was harsh.
Fam. They sent CM Punk flipping his release papers on his wedding day, fam.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about this. The controversy behind Backlash, because they said that. I don't know. Do you know what I see this?
They said
it looked like Dolph Ziggler and
Miz
and the
shots.
Miz were taking the
and
piss
that,
out.
And I definitely believe that Vince is that petty.
I don't think so.
Believe that.
What do you think, Skillet?
I don't think so either. What I think is, if that was something Vince wanted to do, it would have been so blatant. Vince is so, he is petty, like you said. And I felt that if he wanted to send a shot to Punk, we would all know about it. It wouldn't be as subtle as just a little reference to that match, in a match between Ziggler and Miz.
I think it would have been said in a promo. Or
there's, there's too many political connects within WWE that actually support Punk. You can tell
there's a
genuine love. If they had done something like that, the locker room would have been happy with it. I don't think everyone would have been.
Do you not think it was on purpose?
I think it was on purpose.
I think that was probably the only way they could have done it, especially now. That's the only way they could do it and get away with it.
And maybe because they probably felt sorry for Punk as well. Regardless of how much they don't like Punk, they probably were like, you know what, we feel sorry for it. We'll do this kind of little jab.
They don't feel sorry for him if they're doing that. Come on, man.
I just can't.
But I honestly don't think they were sending shots.
No, I can't imagine Vince calling Dolph Ziggler and the Miz in the room and saying,
yeah,
watch this, I want you to imitate the first 10 seconds of this match.
I think they'll be on board for it.
I think so.
I honestly feel Ziggler.
We just saw Miz and Dolph Ziggler in a chicken suit dressing up as the Colonel. Fam, they might not do anything, fam. Guaranteed, fam.
You know what? Now you're saying that. Maybe.
You know what? But they've always maintained that they didn't fully fuck over Punk.
Yeah.
They've right. always maintained that. So for it to be blatant, that would be going down to like
getting back on their word. Yeah.
A petty level, bro. Yeah. So I think they did it on purpose. Bro.
But you gotta see the Booker T reaction, people. You need to see this. So it's Booker T, MVP, and Stevie Ray watching the UFC fight. And Booker T seems very happy that Punk lost.
Like,
I don't think Booker T likes him a lot. So he's like, that's what I'm talking about, Mickey Gale. That's how you make your name. There's no way a 39-year-old man could get in the octagon. It's not like that. You know, Booker doesn't laugh. And then, like, MVP's there, like, trying to be, like, cool, like, ah, oh, this is... And then, like, Booker T even basically, I know that's your boy. And then Steve's like, hey, I know that's your boy, but when you get that squeeze, you know, there's only two ways you gotta tap. You gotta watch it.
Man, so is that the end of Punk's UFC? Do you think you'll come back?
I think Punk shouldn't continue, in my opinion.
It's the end of his UFC, but it's not the end of Punk.
Yes, it's not the
so
end
what
of
does
his.
That mean, then?
I don't think it's the end of
you
his.
You could do a podcast.
This guy.
He could do a podcast.
I mean, he seems to want to fight, so maybe he'll go again.
I think he'll do amateur.
He's going to end up on
I
a lower
he'll
league.
Do amateur. Probably. Yeah, he has to, bro, because that rubbing out.
Which would have
big.
Actually just made perfect sense.
Yep, big time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or what? So what? We don't see him like him having an independent career. Because well, I mean,
UFC?
Not UFC, back to wrestling.
Oh,
I don't know.
TNA, yeah.
I don't think he won't do.
Personally,
TNA.
I felt Punk felt out of love with wrestling. I think he didn't enjoy wrestling anymore, and it just became bitter.
Do you guys cover TNA on this podcast?
We talk about it.
Yo, because Broken Matt Hardy, I got him as easily top wrestler right now.
Thank you,
Rival.
Delete. Let me tell you something.
If the WWE Universe, yeah. Said fuck it, we're all gonna say delete. Yeah, yeah. Oh,
let me say something.
Days,
let me say
so
something.
That'll be lit.
Because
lit.
Ace knows. When Matt was doing this madness, I wasn't on board. I didn't get it.
I didn't get it.
And then after that mad match they had, Hardy and Matt, Jeff and Matt.
Final deletion.
Like the promos that come after that, I was like, yo, Matt's killing.
I understood everything.
I was like, Matt is killing
after that match.
Matt has
understood everything.
Matt is making Edge pissed right now.
Why does that?
Because he reinvented himself. Yeah, Matt Hardy could come back to WWE.
Yeah, but Edge still on a better career than.
Well, who knows? You never know where Matt Hardy could end up now with this gimmick. And the thing is, when I was in Brooklyn, bruv, and we're talking Brooklyn, yeah, wow. Brooklyn, New York. If things work in Brooklyn, New York, it's going to work everywhere.
I agree.
New York is the place. Yeah. And that applies to not just wrestling,
music
everything. Film. Everything. New York is that voice, yeah. Right? When I was in the queue, Mandem was saying delete.
Wow.
When I was in the crowd in the thing when matches weren't going like what was when people didn't like the universal title look,
yeah.
So they kind of turned on the match of Finn Balor and Seth. They were chanting delete. They were talking about the US title, the universal title. Delete. Like they were sending shots, bro. And then obviously the next day on Raw,
yeah.
Dudley's retire, yeah. And Dudley's mentioned the classic match with Edge and Christian, and then they said, "And the Hardy boys," and then they went, "Oops, the lead, I'm the lead." Matt Hardy,
he's killing it. He's
Rival's
killing
right.
It,
he turned it around.
Did you watch it this weekend?
Yeah,
I don't because I keep missing like chunks of it. Yeah. How is Jeff back with Matt? I don't understand that.
He's broken, man.
Matt broke Jeff.
Jeff is broken now.
I knew
you would come.
And he's got no
that
eyes.
That is the genius. But that is the genius in the character.
Matt Hardy.
He could have his own Ministry of Darkness.
It's true.
He's outdoing Bray Wyatt.
One saying delete and one saying
got more wins than Bray Wyatt. You get me? His thing is like, this would never work. This shouldn't work. Everything that's happening
shouldn't work.
Yeah, but it is.
It's true.
But it's here. Yeah. You just got to accept it for what it
is. That's spot on.
Didn't he do that Instagram post where he was outside the WWE headquarters?
Yeah. What did he say to Vin? About Brother Vinny or something like that?
Brother Kennedy.
Brother Kennedy, I knew you would come.
Serious?
Bro, I'm telling
top
you.
Troll, bro.
Right now, yeah.
Yeah,
the WWE, like, it would be genius. Him and Bray in a stable
they need to get Matt
would
back.
Be genius.
They need to sign Matt back.
Would be so genius.
I can't imagine that's gonna. I reckon Matt's probably locked.
That's
in.
Not gonna happen.
He's locked into TNA.
You know why that's not gonna
he'd
happen?
He'd make a TNA.
He's a franchise player there.
Yeah.
And because straight after the final deletion, they tried to do that Wyatt family yard.
Yeah, yeah, with the
come on,
day.
Man. We just saw that. We maybe 2 weeks before, but nah, man. He's not coming back.
That would be awesome.
I would love it.
I find it amazing that Matt is more over than Jeff, though, because Jeff has always been...
He's always been
the star.
It's his time, though. It's his time.
You know what it is? I just think it came to a point where, for years, Matt was trying. I think we all have that. We all have that breaking point where you're like, you've been trying a certain way for a long time, and it's never worked for you.
The truth is, though,
you just let go. But like, fuck it, I'm just going to do this instead. And sometimes that just works.
Yeah. The Matt Hardy version 1 wasn't that bad.
That was good. I enjoyed that. But WWE didn't push it like they should have. And Matt's new thing, his new girlfriend, his wife or whatever. I'd have to mention that. Some Latina thing.
Jeez.
Yeah. Yeah. He gets the good ones.
Yeah, he does.
I saw a promo yesterday where there was a baby got thrown out of the window.
Brock's the winner, though.
What was that?
Got Sable, fam. He's the winner, fam.
Brock. Yeah, Sable.
You rate Sable like that?
Fam, are you mad, fam?
Attitude Era days, yeah.
Fam, it's a regional, fam.
That's a regional. All right, let's talk Raw.
Yeah.
No, well, you're talking about Backlash, man.
Oh, yeah, Backlash.
Oh, yeah.
Backlash.
So the first match in Backlash, we're not going to talk about Corbin and Apollo Crews, are we?
No.
We
don't do pre-shows on this show, baby.
Hashtag save Apollo Crews right now.
Yeah, he's dead.
Hashtag save Apollo Crews
right now.
He's
so dead, he can't even turn heel.
Save him. What are they doing to him, bro?
Well, I would say in the ring, he's magnificent.
No, he's wicked.
He does things in the ring where I'm just like,
here's the truth. Why take him out of NXT?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. It was too soon.
Who said?
Triple H.
He's what?
Triple H loves him.
That's a Titus ain't even working.
That's Triple H.
Why would we need another one?
Now, but Apollo Crews is better than Titus.
But you know what it is, yeah?
Bald black guys.
But yeah, when black guys come to the ring sometimes, I just think...
He's black.
Is this the same guy? Have we seen this character way too many times. It's almost all like prototype Ahmed Johnsons.
I was thinking they all just come
to the ring exactly.
Vince was going to make Ahmed Johnson his first black WWE champion.
Was it till he got injured?
Ahmed could not talk for shit, but Vince was behind it. And it was working.
It was working.
Because the man had intensity, very ghetto. We're Gorilla Monsoon! You know, he had to come out. But then he got injured.
Then he got injured for real.
But you know what? Yeah.
Bobby Lashley.
I think that was going to happen as well.
They all look the same.
Yeah, Bobby Lashley, bro. Yep.
Apollo Crews, there's still time for him.
We'll see.
But anyway.
No, there is.
Hashtag.
I was very surprised and was very happy to watch was the women's match.
It was fucking amazing. That would be my highlight of the women's match.
Disclaimer. The second half of that match is terrible. And you're not going to convince me that was great. They all got a pinfall each.
That doesn't make sense.
There's no anticipation because now we're seeing like a sequel of people. It's six people.
But you were impressed, man, right?
I was impressed with the first half of the match. The first half match was amazing.
They were doing bits in that
match. After they eliminated Naomi, I said it's over.
Naomi was the MVP. She was the MVP.
MVP of the whole match.
But Alexa Bliss was amazing.
She's very good.
Carmella was a great heel.
No, Carmella is not ready for the main event.
No, she's not.
Alexa Bliss was my man in the match.
She didn't.
Naomi made a few mistakes.
Name a move Carmella did in that whole match.
That nice kick in the face to Nikki Bella.
So many slaps.
But she was vexed. She got slapped in the face.
For the whole match? You're gonna forget there's a belt here, man.
We're gonna agree that the right person won, right?
Yeah. I'll go with that.
Becky Lynch.
Push wise, yes.
I don't think I would have chosen.
I wanted to see Becky Chase more.
Who would you put on that belt on? Come on.
I thought Carmella was going to win.
You think she deserved it more?
No, I didn't think she deserved it. I thought she was going to win. Then I thought Alexa Bliss, like, I was very... Obviously, I want Naomi to win, innit?
I honestly thought I can't wait to see that.
They're going to build up to that. Naomi Becky Lynch match is going to be dope.
Do you think so?
Yeah, that's going to be a dope match, man. Yeah.
Maybe that'll be Mania.
Nikki's going to get that belt before Naomi.
You think so?
Yeah. Because they've got
not because of talent wise, I just think
the pedigree.
After that, we had Miz versus Ziggler, and this is when they did that. That was a good match. Hey, Miz
hashtag
was a
save
great
Dolph
match.
Ziggler.
It was a great
save
match.
Dolph Ziggler,
Miz's performance was amazing.
Miz was good.
Miz is
getting much better. Yeah. Miz is getting much better.
That's the best match I've ever seen Miz in.
still, I'm still this. I'm unimpressed with the match itself.
But because of Ziggler,
just the
Ziggler was amazing.
I think the booking is just dumb now.
Like, Dolph Ziggler is amazing in every single match.
Yeah,
but he loses every single.
He's amazing in every single match.
Yeah,
no, not for me. The last SummerSlam match.
Not for me.
Yeah, that match with Dean Ambrose was dead.
Terrible.
Yeah. He's been sloppy for
Dean Ambrose
is
a hard person to work with.
He's not good. I've been saying this for time.
Exactly.
He is not good. He made Jericho look shit. How do you do that? He's not good. Man. And he wasn't champion material at all.
I've been saying this. He should have had the title run a year or two ago. Those first two times where they...
He should have never had the title run. She won a mad fuck.
No,
the heavyweight
not good.
Nah, you have to pre the caliber of belt you want to give Dean Ambrose, my nigga.
Agreed.
He should have had it 2 years ago.
But
what?
He had a moment.
Do you know who was about 2 years ago, fam? No, fam. He should have never had a title run.
I know when you're talking about like when they kind of first broke up the Shield.
Yeah.
He was going up, him and Seth were going back to it.
That's right.
Around that time, he had
mad
over.
So?
He,
that's
he
when
was
he
over
came
and
to.
He was good.
But was he a good wrestler?
He was better than he is now.
Man cannot convince me. I think he's always been terrible.
I don't think he's good. I don't think he's good now.
Oh, man.
I liked him in the Shield.
Yeah. I mean,
because I like the Shield.
In the Shield, he was great.
After that, you had the Usos versus the Hype Bros. Usos heel turn. I like it how
it's wicked, man.
Yeah, I'm loving it. I'm loving the Usos right now.
I think they should change the music though.
Yeah, they need to change.
Yeah,
the music.
They need to.
The
bat
music's
it up
too
up.
Happy, isn't
it? Yeah,
like,
they need to bat
like,
it up. They need to
I'm
bat it up.
I'm gonna stab. It's like it's too happy.
Rival. What do you think?
I don't really care about the Usos, so I ain't gonna lie to you.
I know the heel turn works.
I feel like we was robbed from which. Personally, would have been such a classic match between American Alpha and the Usos.
Yeah, that would have been dope. But they're saving that.
I don't want them to save that, man. Because the truth is,
it's a Survivor Series match.
Don't
man.
Tease me now, and then I've got to wait all like fucking 3-4 weeks for this fucking match, yeah, man.
That's
gonna be. But that match is gonna be amazing.
Yeah, it is definitely. Yeah.
They should make that a series.
Amazing. Yeah.
So Usos go to the final to face Heath and Rhino. We'll see what. The next thing was the worst thing of the pay-per-view, in my opinion.
What was that?
Randy Orton getting injured and pulled from the match.
There's a reason for that, though, right?
And then Bray. What's the reason behind Bray losing to Kane?
That's some BS.
That's a terrible decision.
No. Why was Kane on the card?
Exactly. You should make Bray take out Orton, and if Kane's gonna replace him, Bray should beat Kane. And then, Orton maybe come in the end and RK Bray or something, but don't.
I know, but it's not like Kane won clean.
So?
But it weren't clean, so it doesn't matter.
Bray still loses.
I know, but it wasn't clean.
Anyway. let's get into the final of the tag match. And we have a new tag team champions. And Heath Slater is signed to SmackDown Live, baby.
Good for him. He's got
That's
heat.
Very good.
I like it. I like it.
I wanted it to end the way that you called it.
Yeah.
I wanted the Usos to win. And then they kind of gave Heath Slater a contract.
For valiant effort.
Yeah.
But you know what? I did think that's what I said last week. But then I thought about it and I thought, well, that actually might fuck up Heath's momentum if that happens.
Yeah.
So maybe Heath winning it is probably the best thing for him.
Right.
Because maybe they'll be like, oh, wow, he didn't win it.
I know, but I wanted the Alphas to come back and chase the Usos while the Usos were champions.
I mean, they're chasing them. They're coming back for them titles and then they're going to see a Usos.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And then the main event.
And the new
AJ Styles, P1, baby.
And the new. They don't want none.
The face that runs the place.
Yeah. Jeez! They don't want
face
none.
Face that runs champ, the champ that
runs the
camp. Listen, I'm going to say this now, and I think you're all going to agree with me. This time last year, if someone said to me, what's your thoughts on AJ Styles? I would have said, one of the best wrestlers in the world, but not one of the greatest talkers. This time,
sounds like John Cena, fam.
This time, he is. The way he's talking
is good.
It's amazing.
It sounds like John Cena, fam.
What do you mean?
The champ that runs the camp. He's
rapping.
He's
taking the piss.
He's not taking the piss. He's being serious, fam.
Yeah, he's taking the
piss. You know he's in the back thinking of these slogans, fam.
Nah, he's taking the
piss. He's got more. You know he's got more.
More coming.
No, but AJ's killing it as a talker.
Yeah, he's killing it.
Absolutely killing it.
And up to AJ, man.
And I'm happy that they've gone this route with AJ.
Like, it's been a long time since a WWE champion looks perfect with the belt.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, like, the belt suits him, bro. Like, he's the guy.
Big up to AJ. I wasn't even angry that he cheated to win.
Neither was I. Yeah. I was like, yes, he's a heel. This is good.
Shit, I was thinking, thank God, fam. Thank God.
No
more DDTs, fam, for the win, fam. What the hell is going on right now?
When he low blowed Dean? And you wait for the stash clash? You're like, no, bro, you're taking too long.
Oh, yeah, no, you're taking too long. he locked the leg, I was thinking, fucking hell, hurry up, man. Don't let my man reverse, fam. Anyhow, fam. You get me? Because I was about to email them niggas, fam. Let them know how I felt, fam.
Amazing. I loved it. Great stuff.
Yeah, man.
What about Raw? Let's talk about Raw.
What was the big news on Raw?
Well, the Raw, it started off with, like, Charlotte and Sasha and Bailey.
You know, I missed this.
Didn't Becky slap the shit out of
Dana
slapped the shit out of Charlotte.
Dana slapped Charlotte.
Yeah, that was weird. Lost them. They just carried on like.
So Dana slapped Charlotte because Charlotte was bullying Dana, and then Foley put Dana, Charlotte, and Bailey in a triple threat match. Whoever wins will get a title shot.
Good match.
Right. Sasha wins, and then Dana kind of started breading Charlotte afterwards. So,
wait, hold on.
Yes, so they
Bailey, Sasha, and Dana. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And Sasha won.
Yeah, Sasha won. So Charlotte at Clash of Champions.
Okay. We knew that was going to happen.
Yeah, we knew that was going to happen. Mick Foley was telling Seth Rollins not to interfere in the main event of Kevin Owens.
Yeah, that's what it is.
And Reigns, because if he does, there's consequences to be had or paid or whatever it is. We don't want to talk about the club and New Day, are we? No.
It's dead now, isn't
it? Dead.
And do you know what's
hashtag
what's that?
Save the club.
How can your promo be about how dead your last... How can you make a dead promo about how dead your last promo was?
Yeah.
That's crazy, isn't it?
That's crazy.
It is mad, bro.
Like, they knew it was dead. Like, yeah. Nah, sorry.
No, you know what was dead? Last week when they did the old New Day thing.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Oh, my God. I forwarded that.
Yeah. Terrible. Terrible, terrible, terrible. No, we don't want to talk about that.
No, we're not going to talk about that. Braun Strowman beats another jobber.
How long are we going to do this?
So for? What?
Nia Jax beat up Alicia Fox.
So what?
Yeah.
And I guess that's really about it. I mean, I don't think there's anything other to... Oh, no. Oh, and Chris Jericho had a great segment with Sami Zayn.
Yeah,
Chris Jericho is my number one wrestler.
That's what we've been saying, man.
For the last... 2 years now.
He's killing it. He's really like...
Definitely. He's doing...
He's a legend.
He's doing it right now.
He's so good.
You're not going to get a better talker than Chris Jericho right now.
Rumour has it...
Fact, Kevin Owens, yeah, it's a good team.
Rumour has it Jericho and Owens has pitched an idea to WWE Film Studios to make a buddy cop movie with
Dempsey.
That would
be sick.
Can you imagine?
That would be sick.
Them as buddy cops.
Oh, man, that's cool. That would
be sick. That would be sick. So
that would be tight.
They should do it.
That
would be Jericho is killing it right now, man. And then obviously we just talk about the main event where, I mean, it was a good match between Owens and Reigns.
Oh, it was Owens and Reigns. It was a good match, actually.
Yeah, it was a good match. Yeah. Seth interferes, so he's going to get in trouble. Yeah. And Rusev interferes and cost Reigns the match. Yeah.
My nigga Rusev.
Yeah, man. For real. Push Rusev. Push him.
He had a chance. Man. He was like, he was really over it.
Yeah, man. Rusev's the guy.
They were going mad for him.
Yeah, he's the guy, bro.
Was there no best of seven series this week?
Oh, yeah. And Cesaro has brought it back to 3-2.
3-2.
Who cares?
And he cheated to win.
Huh?
I'm not going to lie.
Who cares, bro?
The best of seven, really?
I'm like,
really?
I'm like,
this is absurd.
This ain't Booker T and Benoit, is it? Ain't no Booker T and Benoit.
They're having good matches, though.
They are having good matches, though. They are.
Best of seven. No, no, seven.
No, no. Seven.
Seven. Seven.
It's real talk.
Seven.
It's real talk, bro.
Seven.
No, they are having good matches.
You, man. Seven. I can't believe this, man. No, and then what? What happens at the end of the match?
He's got to have something at the end.
I think what should happen is Cesaro should lose and then go to SmackDown.
Why though?
Because he can get used on SmackDown.
Yeah.
AJ, listen, at No Mercy, it's going to be AJ, Dean and Cena, right? Yeah. Sorry to go a bit too forward with this. We should talk about it in a minute.
It doesn't matter, but you're right.
Cena and Dean are going to go into a program afterwards.
Yeah,
AJ needs an opponent.
That's right.
Cesaro's the perfect opponent.
I like that idea.
I'd rather see Sheamus on SmackDown. I can't lie. I'd rather see Sheamus in that position. Get his name back up because he's a good wrestler, man.
He's very good. Mm. Why do you think that Dean and Cena are going to go?
All right, let's go to SmackDown.
Why don't you think they're just going to give Cena this belt for the 16th time?
AJ just won the belt. They're not going to do that to AJ. They know AJ's killing it right now. AJ's got all the momentum. The fans are going nuts for him. There's great.
Why not give it to him? Might give it to him like Royal Rumble or something.
If it was just a Cena AJ match, Cena would have won. Yeah. The fact that Dean came down and got himself in the mix. It's going to be a scene, and the stuff Cena said to Dean about.
Yeah, that's mad.
That's a wicked problem. Yeah,
great problem about Cena. That's what we need more. And he's like, Austin was right about you in his podcast. Yeah. You ain't done nothing. Them two are going to go into a program now, and AJ will need an opponent, hands down.
So AJ's going to be turning heel.
I think that's the right decision.
He kind of did turn heel anyway at the end of SmackDown, but he's better. He's better this way.
Yeah.
But again, that was a wicked pro. None of the promos that Sting.
Dean was looking at him like, okay, you're going there.
Opponent-wise on SmackDown, Randy and AJ could have a good match.
That's true. It could be Randy and AJ too. Yeah.
That could be a good match.
He needs to get over that concussion, though, man.
Or they bring Joe over.
Joe needs to lose to Nakamura and come to some big brand soon, man.
Trust me,
yeah.
Bro.
Joe needs to be in the main.
I think because Joe, we already know Joe and AJ have sick matches.
So maybe
they're going to give that to us.
Yeah, maybe.
They're leaving people too long in NXT, man.
Yeah. Do you think so?
Yeah, man.
Who would you bring over now?
Well, Joe.
Yeah.
And as well Nakamura as well.
I'd like to see Aries.
100% Aries. 100% Aries.
They're not leaving them too long, man.
Man, but Nakamura just won the belt.
They're just building. They've got to build.
What else happened this week, Dan?
Heath Slater signed the contract.
Yes, he did.
Alexis Bliss won.
She's good, man.
She won the title shot. She's got a title shot against Becky Lynch now.
Can she talk?
She's okay talking. She still needs to learn on that.
Yeah.
But she's good in the ring.
I can't stand Becky, you know. No, sorry. She's a good wrestler. She's a good wrestler, but I can't. Her interview.
Maybe all the colder journey was worth this.
That's why we're so deep, fam.
Yeah, I mean.
No, man.
Becky Balboa.
Sounds. Every time I hear her, I just think of Braveheart.
No, I can't do it.
Every single time.
I can't do it.
But you know what? I like her. I like her.
She's a good wrestler.
She deserves the title.
She definitely does.
Yeah.
Kurt Hawkins is going to come SmackDown.
Yawn.
Yeah. Chuck. His stupid little facts like Chuck Norris gimmick.
I think it's really funny.
He's going to come and lose his first match.
why are they hyping Kurt Hawkins like this?
Yeah.
I think it's the internet, darling. That's the reason why.
Oh, sing.
Mm. He's got bare memes on Instagram and all of that.
I wonder how Zack Ryder feels about this.
They
were the edgeheads, right?
Well, how do you not feel about the hype rules?
No, they ain't hype, man. They ain't hype. They don't know it, bro.
Zack Ryder, man. Why did he do that to him, man?
He's trying, though.
Oh, man. He was good before, and then that Cena stuff, man.
That was his peak. Yeah.
The minute he was off that flipping stage, I just knew, fam.
It wasn't back in.
That was the final day, that was dirty.
That is insane. And then we had, what was the last match?
And the main event was Miz and AJ versus Cena and Dean.
Yes.
Decent match. Cena picks up the win against Miz. AJ just runs over. Oh, remember they tried to put Ellsworth.
I thought that was hilarious.
That was hilarious. They had the job at Ellsworth. JBL was like, you could have broke his jaw if you had one. Like, so that was funny. The Ellsworth little thing was funny. And then, and then Dean, Dirty Deed, Cena after the match.
Yeah.
Did you watch Talking Smack afterwards?
Nah.
Do you watch that?
Yeah, it's good, man.
Man.
Daniel Bryan and Corbin was gaining at it. Corbin was like, he deserves a title shot. And Corbin Bryan was like, why do you think you deserve a title shot? All you do is attack people from behind. Is that real? Like, don't get in at it. It was funny, blood. Like,
oh, wow.
Ambrose like, I get paid. I beat people. I get paid. If you give me the right money, I'm going to go for it. And it was a nice little argument between the two.
Wow. Do you think that is the beginning of a Dean Ambrose heel turn?
I hope so.
But they love him. The crowd love him.
Do they? He's getting a lot more booze now.
That's because
they
like his opponent more than they like him. It doesn't mean that they don't like him.
Man, he got booed over Cena, bro. He dropped the DDs on Cena and he was getting booed.
Yeah, it's nuts. He was getting booed. He was.
If you're getting booed over Cena, you need to turn heel, fam. It's real, isn't it?
Beat up John Cena.
Beat up John Cena.
Gotta love doing that.
Yeah, man.
Yo, every time John Cena comes out, have you ever heard John Cena sucks now?
It's getting loud.
It's getting loud. You can't even. They can't drown. The commentators can't say nothing. There's nothing you could possibly say to drown out that madness.
It's getting loud.
Yeah, it's getting loud.
Why is it so loud?
No, but JB will try and say something like, "Oh, they love John Cena in Philadelphia." Trying to sound like that. That's how they'll drown it out. They don't. They admit that he's getting the chance, but they'll be like, "Oh, they love him."
The crowd are really hype here.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, that's what they would say, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
CWC,
man.
Ace, I'm telling you.
You say this every
The
week.
Final was last night. Yeah. It was emotional. It was
incredible. Incredible.
Great storytelling. Things happened that I didn't think was going to happen.
Yep.
And you need to watch the whole thing.
TJ Perkins.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. You know, that's suicide. Manic.
That's suicide?
Yeah.
Serious?
Yeah. Mad.
That's awesome.
So, yeah.
I'm happy for him.
Yeah, 18 years in the game.
Man's
been in the game since he was 15.
Wow.
15?
Man became homeless a couple years ago because he banked all his money on wrestling and, you know, I don't think it was good with his money and all that. So he's finally made it. And, you know, now that I think about it, his speech after he won the title, brilliant speech about him being poor and... The right guy, right decision. Right okay. At the end, it was the right decision. Me being the fanboy that I am, I thought it was going to be Kota Ibushi.
Yeah.
I fucking love that guy.
Was that the final?
He didn't even get to the final.
He didn't get to the final.
He lost to TJ in the semis.
All right.
So it was a very good twist.
Yeah.
Wow. And the whole crowd was like, what?
Yeah.
It was sick.
Wow.
But yeah, it was a great tournament, great storytelling, and I can't wait for next year. So
the champion obviously gets signed.
So they've signed like a couple man them.
Do we know who we signed?
They signed Rich Swann, okay. Kendrick. Grand Metalik, Tozawa, Jack Gallagher.
Oh, signed Jack Gallagher.
Yeah, the Jack Gallagher. Noam Dar signed. I don't know about the Jerry. Noam Dar.
I'm joking. I'm not even expecting that.
Brian Kendrick. And his story is one of the best stories in the whole thing.
Cold, yeah.
You've got to see what they've done with Kendrick on that. It's amazing.
It is dope.
Zack Sabre Jr.
He didn't sign.
No.
Yeah.
He didn't want to sign.
He didn't want to sign.
Apparently there's some sort of issue there. Mm. I don't know what it is. Family, personal issue.
Really?
But he didn't want to sign. So he's still doing an independent thing. And Ibushi's going back to Japan. So.
Wowzers.
Yeah, but that was nice that they were able to get legit stars for the tournament.
Yeah, you got to big up Triple H for that.
Triple H is a G, man. Like, you can't, he's killing it. And the belt looks great.
The belt looks great.
Cruiserweight is going to come to Raw now to... cut out all that nonsense of Titus O'Neil and Darren Young.
They need to get rid of that.
That angle is...
You know what I mean? Cut all that out. Put the cruiserweights there.
And long...
Can't have Titus fucking turning heel and nobody caring.
No. Yeah.
Hey, Enzo McCaskey didn't do another good promo.
Nah, they didn't.
I'm telling you, what's going on?
Wow.
Maybe they've been asked to cut it short.
Because
this week was really short. Whereas last week was long.
Puerto Rico? You want us to come to Puerto Rico? It's like, what are you talking? This is terrible.
It's still hilarious, though.
They're sick. I love Enzo Cass, but I just
what
feel...
What have we got here?
Yeah.
A couple haters.
But this past 2 weeks hasn't been good.
Hasn't been good. I don't know. I don't even understand the Shining Star thing as well, man.
Come to Puerto Rico.
I know. Push Shining Stars. I'm actually for
like
Shining
them?
Stars.
Yeah, I'm like
for it.
No way.
I'm feeling it, man.
They need Carlito.
Promos in the back.
Nah.
They do need Carlito, though. They need Carlito.
Is he coming back, though?
If they did, they have that.
If they had Carlito, that would have been sick.
Yeah.
Carlito would kill it with that.
Why are we pushing the Shining Stars?
Because Puerto Rico is the place to be, man.
That's hilarious. We said we was going to run down a list today.
Yes.
Top 10, we said, yeah. Black wrestlers of all time.
African-American wrestlers. Oh, yeah. No, it's black wrestlers. It doesn't matter where they're from.
A bit early. It's not Black History Month, but hey, we'll do it anyway. Who would be in your top 10?
Well, we'll start with number 10, man.
Yeah.
Who you saying?
Are we going to put Kamala in number 10?
Oh, my God.
No.
Why not?
I'm putting him in no list. He was terrible.
I wouldn't really.
That whole angle was terrible.
Kamala.
The Godfather.
No. Yes.
Godfather number 10?
Yeah.
Yeah, happily.
So what are we doing? Are we just ranking only WWE? Yeah?
We could do WCW.
WWE and WCW.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll do it there.
And maybe ECW as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that.
Number 10, The Godfather.
Right.
You know what? I don't even rate Godfather, man.
Wait.
I'm going to put MVP. What? MVP number 10.
Papa Shango, fam.
Nah, man. MVP.
You're not rating Godfather.
Godfather was a great gimmick.
No, fam. You know, you have to take into play when it comes to the Godfather, the time.
Yeah.
The whole train. What? Yeah. Fam, yeah, I used to watch that. My mom used to be like, what are you watching?
Yeah.
And then she'll see all of these gal in the ring. You get me? It's looking all mad. You get me? Yo, the angle was...
It was good.
It was perfect for the time.
It's a great gimmick.
Yeah.
But not a great wrestler.
Do you know who was better than him? D'Lo.
D'Lo Brown. Definitely
a good wrestler.
I've got D'Lo Brown top five, man.
Yeah. No, but Godfather was a better character than D'Lo Brown.
Yeah, because D'Lo Brown didn't really have a character. He'd shake his head.
Yeah,
I used to think one day he's going to break his neck like that.
Bro, his theme music was sick, fam.
Yeah, big up to D'Lo Brown.
So are we going to put D'Lo Brown in there?
Yeah,
we should put D'Lo Brown.
You know what, yeah, to be fair.
I feel like Godfather's higher.
I feel like if we do... No, we can't do Nation of Domination. That'd be unfair.
All right, so you remember... All right, so hold on. All right, let's agree. Godfather number 10, okay?
Yeah.
Do you remember Primetime Alex Skipper from WCW?
Yes.
Yep.
He was sick.
Primetime was dope.
But I don't know if he's top 10 material, but I just mentioned him.
Number 9 I'd give to MVP.
Number 9 MVP?
Number 9 Virgil.
Oh my god.
This guy! That is the
Two most Cold Scorpio.
That
man.
Is the most racist shit ever.
Yeah, Virgil was
you really think about race, like... Virgil.
He might as well said Marsa.
How did we get away with that? We don't beat like them. Like,
how did Vince get away with that?
Now Virgil can't be in the top 10. Who did you say?
It's Too Cold Scorpio.
Yeah, no, definitely.
He should be a bit higher, no?
He's higher though, yeah. But okay. So number 9 is MVP.
Yeah.
Number 8, Mark Henry.
Number 8? We could raise him a bit more.
Amazing,
Hall of Pain was mad.
That was mad.
But I don't really rate Mark Henry. But I respect. I respect Mark Henry.
Yeah.
I don't really rate him, but I'm gonna put him number 8 because I will never put him in my top 5 ever. No.
Wait. So, boom, New Jack.
No.
Why?
No.
New
Jack is out of this question. No.
New Jack was hard for
him. He was not hard. He was terrible.
Bobby Lashley.
In is running WWE.
I feel like we have to put Bobby Lashley at 10 and move.
Why? Because he's working. Because he's working in TNA. You mean?
I just think his work in TNA is really good.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, he's
but he was good in WWE.
Not really. No.
He wasn't.
What did they
Why
did you say that?
What did they do with him that was good for you?
It was like he had power and strength.
What black wrestler didn't do that?
No, and speed.
That's what they give us. Those are the credentials we all get.
Right, what, no Bobby Lashley?
No.
I think we have to put Bobby Lashley.
You can put Bobby Lashley. If you're going to mention TNA run, he'd be number 8.
But if we're putting TNA characters in there?
Leave that.
Because if we do that, then we got to put in Jay Lethal.
Yeah.
Jay Lethal's in my top 10 regardless. I don't care. He's that good that he needs to be in the top 10. Jay Lethal was incredible.
Yo, his Ric Flair promo was amazing.
It was amazing.
Oh, it's classic. And his Macho Man stuff as well.
Yeah, man.
But Jay Lethal's working Ring of Honor right now is this
amazing.
Phenomenal. Yeah.
Amazing, so. Man.
Yeah, sure.
So, okay, we'll put Bobby Lashley number 8 because I'm going to put Jay Lethal in his top 10. So.
Yeah.
Number 6, 7,
Kofi. Yeah.
Kofi Kingston.
Yeah, I agree.
A lot of people listening to this are going to be like, oh, he should be higher or he should be low. He should be like in top 5 or whatever, but. No, Kofi, I'm gonna put number.
Kofi's an OG.
Kofi number 7. We're not gonna include. By the way, letting people know, we're not gonna include anyone currently right now, like Apollo Crews or Big E, because they're still on their journey.
No, because but Apollo Crews wouldn't be.
Apollo Crews as a wrestler is sick.
Yeah, but
anyway, but we're not gonna do that.
Yeah,
we're not
gonna.
Number 6.
No, I think we're at 5.
Savio Vega.
Is he black?
Yes, he is.
Is
he's
he?
Black. He's black Puerto Rican. Yeah.
You're right.
Savio Vega, number 6.
I don't know if he'd be that.
Legend,
high.
He's a legend. TNT. Legendary wrestling.
Yeah, that's pretty high, though.
Yeah, bruv, high. He's sick. He was a legend before
WWE. I rate Savio, but 6.
So where you putting Norman Smiley?
He's not in it. Sorry, right. He's not in it. Pick up Norman Smiley, very great technical wrestler in the English scene. Bad boy, but he's not in my top 10.
He used to come and flex to the ring.
We was doing that all through secondary.
The wiggle, they used to call it the wiggle. Right?
Yeah.
Shelton Benjamin.
Number 5?
Yeah.
Number 5, Shelton. Definitely. Number 4, Too Cold Scorpio.
I agree.
Number three. I know who my number one is. All right, number three, Jay Lethal.
Nah, I'd say Farouk.
But this is what I was about to say. Ron Simmons
is going to be my number two.
I think Jay Lethal is higher than Ron Simmons. Ron Simmons is an amazing wrestler.
Okay, so Ron Simmons, three.
Yeah.
Jay Lethal, two.
Yeah.
The Rock, one.
Number one.
Cool. we've missed out some wrestlers out here. But
we probably have missed out some.
Honorable mention still.
King Mabel.
No.
No. Not him.
Viscera, no.
Men on a Mission.
Viscera.
No.
M-O-M. Oh, shit.
Is Rikishi.
He's Samoan.
Samoan.
No, he's Samoan.
We're not putting him in the list, period.
Because
as a wrestler...
Booker T!
Oh, shit!
No. Xavier Vega out. Yeah. Oh, my God. These people are... If people listen to this right now, like, these guys...
Yeah, these guys.
Booker T is two. Rock, one. So that means... So out Xavier Vega, sorry. Jay Lethal, six.
Jay Lethal's two.
No, but... Xavier Vega's number six, right?
Yeah.
So we take Xavier Vega. We put Ron Simmons six.
Yeah.
Five was who?
Did we say Shelton?
Shelton was five. Yeah. Mm. Four was Too Cold. Three, Jay Lethal. Two,
Booker T.
One. One.
Yeah, we got it.
Oh, man.
Sorry about that, guys. that was yeah, terrible. Sorry, this list was kind of thrown together anyway. Yeah.
Even as King Booker, he was sick.
King Booker is phenomenal. He was a fantastic talent. He takes what he wants, and after he beats Lex Luger, he wants to shine, sucker. Hulk Hogan,
we're coming for you, nigga.
He's the original pipe bomb.
Gonna be good.
Shucky ducky, quack.
Booker T, man. What we look forward to in terms of the world of wrestling?
Well, you know, obviously, since the brand split, we've got so many different pay-per-views to look forward to. Clash of Champions, No Mercy.
Clash of Champions. Who the fuck comes up with that name?
Well, that was a classic. That was the classic name.
Clash
of Champions is from NWA.
Yeah, but come on, fam.
Back in the day.
Come on, though.
So they brought it, and the Night of Champions was influenced by that. So they thought, you know what? Let's just get rid of that and let's honor back the old tradition.
Or why not? Just bring back Armageddon.
That might happen. That actually might happen.
Judgment Day.
In your house.
In your house.
Yo, if they bring back In Your House, fam, I might lose my mind. Fam.
If they're going to bring back In Your House, you need to bring back Todd Pettingill. If you don't have Todd Pettingill giving away houses for free, I don't want to know.
In Your House used to be like, it would seem so perfect with the WWE Network to do it in your house as well.
Yeah.
Because it literally, it would be sick.
Would be sick. Anyway, Ravs, what's going on, bro?
Damn, man. What are you saying, man?
How you been, man?
I've been all right.
So, we kind of briefly met you the episode before where you was late in it.
I was ultra late.
You got a podcast?
Yeah, I do.
What's it called?
It might just be that. Shout out to Ralph Hardy, man. K-Shaw. And
what kind of things are you talking about on there?
Everything, man. basically, the idea for the podcast was to have like conversations, just like dope conversations. Because I think the idea of podcasting is just amazing. So the more I'm doing it now, I kind of want to like branch off the podcast to be like a brand.
Right.
And then have like separate episodes for like different things. So we'll have like a section for like musical debates, which we call Music Talk.
Yeah.
And then we do The Scope, which is like an interview with someone behind the scenes in the music scene rather than an artist. And then we'll do like the social episodes where we have like a group of friends or whatever. And then we do a sex talk as well.
Okay.
We'll have like porn stars or whatnot. So, yeah.
You're talking now, my friend.
So, man. We're just trying to... I'm trying to expand it. So, I like the idea of podcasts, but I don't want to have like various different podcasts. So, I kind of want to build... It might just be that to be the podcast.
You listening to a lot of UK podcasts at the moment? I think we're doing it, man.
I listen to Kick Out, obviously.
Yeah, baby.
Sometimes I listen to Half Cast. Sometimes, but I'm weird. I listen to like Radio 4 and shit. I listen to their podcast and see what they'll see.
No, it's good.
They cover like a lot of behind the scenes stuff with music, but like
in terms of like rock bands and shit. But it's good to see how like rock bands used to do like independent circuits and stuff like that. So yeah, man.
Wow,
it's all knowledge, man.
Yeah, man.
Knowledge. All knowledge.
I sat down with Taxstone on Friday night.
How was that?
He's a wild guy, man.
Yeah,
he's
imagine.
Wild, bro. Yeah,
you know what's like, funny? Like, so I brought him to One Extra to do an interview, and I pre-recorded the interview because you know what his language is like.
Yeah.
So we just did our interview for like half an hour. You had to do say with him, you know, he's always
drinking. Yeah.
So we're just in the studio just sipping, and then we literally stayed there till like 1 o'clock in the morning, he's just telling me bare secrets of the game. I found out a lot of stuff. Yeah. Big up to Taxstone. He's wild.
I'm gonna bring up something that you mentioned last week on the podcast.
God,
I think you're right.
About what?
About Daniel Bryan.
He's coming back.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Why?
I don't think he's gonna come back for. I think he'll come back for one more match.
Mania.
And it's gonna be with The Miz.
I wouldn't want to see that.
This is my theory. No, but this is my theory. Right? Yeah. So I didn't believe it at first.
Yeah.
But now I'm thinking maybe you're right because they're doing too much now.
Yeah.
And it's like, why do all this if it's not gonna go anywhere?
Right.
Right. So I feel that. They might have found something with Brian.
That's cool for
that,
him to wrestle.
That might be all right for him to be wrestling maybe one more match.
Yeah.
And I think he said, cool, I want Lesnar. And I think they said,
nope.
No. Because
he will kill you.
You'll be dead. We're going to give you somebody that you can be safe with.
Yeah.
We'll give you The Miz. And
why
I
is
honestly
he the
believe
safest, though?
Because he's never injured anybody and he's never been injured himself.
Yeah.
And I honestly believe Brian didn't react the best way. And I think the stuff that he said about The Miz, too creative,
right,
was real. Like, I don't like the way he wrestles.
Yeah.
He wrestles like a coward. I honestly do believe these are the things he said.
Wow. They didn't come out just
and then they said, but listen, look at the history you and Miz have already.
Yeah.
If we build this up properly,
yeah,
this could be something really special. And I think this is what's happened. And this is the reason why that thing happened in Talking Smack, where real emotions actually was being really said. Because I think Brian was really saying real things.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Miz got really offended
yeah.
and said that, well, if you go back to the independent circuit. I think even though that was an orchestrated thing, I do think real things were being said. And I feel this is what they're kind of slowly building up to. And if it doesn't happen, then I'm going to be like, why do all this?
It's but not happening.
I think he's come back.
Yeah.
I don't think he's coming back.
There's no reason for them.
But it'll
to
be great
him.
Though, right?
Yeah, 100.
It'll be dope.
Rival, you like to see that, right?
I would.
I love because I love Daniel Bryan.
I know that it's going to be temporary, which is why I don't really want
to. Do you know what?
Okay, I'm hating. I do want to see it.
I want to see him come back, but I don't know if I want to see him versus The Miz.
No, but if they do what they're doing with
the
this build up,
the build up, it would be nice,
and it goes to the mid. It'll be exciting to watch. And that has to be the main event.
It makes the most
and
sense.
And think about it; it's a great way of legitimizing Miz and making him a main eventer properly for finally once and for all.
True.
It'll be a great way to build up Miz as well.
To lose.
Yeah, he'll lose, but he'll become the best.
Yeah.
That'll be great for his career.
Yeah. True.
Oh, you think Miz will lose?
Yeah, he'll lose to Brian.
He might not even lose.
Exactly, he might win, and it'll main event.
They will riot, fam.
Oh my God.
No, but if he's your last ever match, you've got to lose.
Yeah, it will make sense because it'll be Brian's last ever
match. Oh, yeah, because the way they did the Dudley boys was dirty.
But it'll be Brian's last match, right?
Yeah, it'll be.
And if that main event's Mania,
he'd have to lose it.
Because Brian's the biggest draw, man.
I just think if he has one more match, if it's like my last ever match, you gotta lose.
Really?
I know they say you gotta go on top, but I think with wrestling you kinda have to go out.
Gotta
with
lose,
loss.
Man.
With wrestling you have to lose, but because it's Brian.
Flair was always gonna lose to my. Look how old Flair
is. Sorry,
from.
I love you. Sweet chin. Classic.
Yeah, man.
That was EastEnders, you know.
Yeah, that was.
It was.
The when the referee went for the cover, he went do.
They say, I love you.
Flares out.
I'm going to say, I love you, and then kick you in the face. That is funny.
Oh, man.
It was an awesome match, though.
That was a great match. All right. Well, anyway, we're going on tangents here.
Go on, what was you going to say?
I was going to say, what's Michael's best ever match? But if we're going on tangents.
Oh, that's hard. Well, I'd say
that's for another episode.
WrestleMania 10.
Against Razor. I think so, too. And the one with Mike, and the one with Taker, WrestleMania 25. The first one, though.
Yeah, the first one was amazing.
First one was amazing.
First one was so amazing. They have to do it again.
The funniest was Hulk Hogan. when he was that? Did you see that when he
overselling.
Was
overselling?
Taking the piss.
He was not happy with that whole thing. He's like, "You're right, fine. I'm gonna sabotage this match."
He took the piss.
He took the piss.
You know, one punch to make him fly across the arena.
Michael's one of them things that he was one of those guys that can do things, and then Vince wouldn't really say much.
Yeah, you're right.
Vince suspended him a couple times and fined him and stuff, but. Vince always like kind of allowed him.
Bro, he was Vince's Hogan golden that, boy, fam.
Hogan won, yeah.
He won, didn't it?
Yeah. Michael's like, nah, you're taking the mic.
That's why, that's in it. And then Hogan didn't give him a rematch either.
Yeah.
Because that was their second match, isn't it?
No, it's their first and only match.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Why was he overselling him?
Because he was, because Hogan
Hogan wanted to win.
Hogan was going to win.
That's a definite mugging, though.
That is a mugging.
Winning with
the only person Hogan dropped to was The Rock, isn't it?
Yeah.
And The Rock weren't going to have that.
No, he weren't going to
have
that.
There was
but
no...
So
you think you impressed The Rock? Because back in WrestleMania 3, you body slam Andre the Giant? That's what The Rock must have dropped that on him. Hogan goes, I'm sorry, Rock. All right.
What you going to do?
I love The Rock, man. I've been watching the network. I've just been watching nothing but like... Yeah, 99, 98.
The best, man.
Corporate Rock. The best talk in the business.
When he was doing the, oh yeah, digging up. That's not it. That's not it. I am the best there is.
That's sure, ain't it?
Yeah. Him and Stone Cold to this day, man. Best feud ever.
Yeah, for real.
All right, should we wrap this up?
Yeah.
Till next week, people. Rate, subscribe, comment. This has been the Kickout. Don't forget you can tweet us at Kickout Podcast on Instagram as well. And we're on Facebook, right?
Yeah, we are. Kickout Podcast. Rival, where can they find you, man? What's the soch?
Nah, just at me on the Twitter, but just everyone, just hashtag save the club.
Yeah. How do they save the club? Sorry, before we get out of here, what do they do?
Why did they do this?
Probably they're probably a new member.
How did they fucked up the club within like 3 weeks?
Get a new member, maybe. And
they need to start winning
matches. They need to win against New Day.
And hashtag
save Bray Wyatt. Yeah, hashtag save Bray. Hashtag save Apollo Crews.
No, don't. Why?
Because Apollo Crews is a good talent, man. He just hasn't got any personality.
Sometimes good, like he's a good wrestler.
Right, do you rate Neville?
No.
Oh, okay then. That's fine.
Why don't you rate Neville?
Why do they try and convince us that Neville's a guy?
My whole point is. Neville, Apollo Crews, great workers, but they both ain't got no personality. Yeah. No one gives Neville slack.
But that's what I'm saying. That's no what makes a wrestler slack. As well.
People quick to talk about Apollo Crews, but no one talks about Neville.
No, but that's why, this is what I'm saying about with wrestling, yeah? Sometimes the good wrestlers are just good wrestlers.
Yeah.
That's it.
They're not all well-rounded.
Like Titus, good wrestler. But what?
Titus?
Yeah. I
Titus O'Neil?
Yeah. God. Well, you don't think he's a good wrestler?
Neville, man.
You don't think he's a good wrestler?
No, man.
At all.
He's not a bad worker. But yeah. He's not a great
But wrestler. He has no personality.
He's got, well...
The personality
Pancake Patterson, remember that? Pancake Patterson! They don't want to see you, John! They should bring that back.
Oh, what's his name? Jinder Mahal.
Oh, he got a victory in it.
This is Muhammad... What is it? Muhammad Hassan?
Yeah,
not the same thing.
It's the same thing?
No, it's not.
They're trying to...
Jinder Mahal's not a terrorist,
Yeah. So really?
He's not.
So you think on American TV?
that's in the eyes of racist. But Jinder Mahal, he's in the Himalayas. No, it's all about peace.
I'm not talking about racism. I'm talking about the demographic. Mm. With what's going on in the world,
how they view him. Yeah.
Now, let's just imagine someone on their random day watching the news, hears about terrorism, doesn't really know like the ins and outs, but enjoys their wrestling. See a dude, head wrap, hand signs, speaking the next language, saying, yeah, peace and all that. But then you speak in the next language where you don't understand what my man's saying, innit? Then you put him in a match with Jack Swagger, fam. All American. We are the people. All of this positive stuff, you get me? And then you have man lose the match, fam.
Well, Jinder won.
Jinder, did he win?
Yeah, he won.
Goddamn, how?
Yeah, Jinder really? Beat him, and then Jack Swagger went to SmackDown, which we didn't talk about.
What?
Jack Swagger is now on SmackDown. Sorry, we didn't talk about that. This episode, we got to call this episode Vengeance.
Wait, hang on. They're switching the wrestlers already.
He lost to Jinder Mahal, and then he went backstage, and they were like, Jack, your contract expires.
Did he lose fairly?
He lost clean. And he went, so Jinder's getting...
Oh, they're pushing him.
Yeah.
This is all right then.
Then Jinder went to the back. I mean, sorry, Jack went to the back, and they were like, "Oh, you lost. Your contract expires soon, right?" And then Jack,
what?
Yeah, and Jack was like, didn't say nothing, and then he ended up showing up on SmackDown after Apollo Crews. I mean, got beat up by Baron Corbin, and Jack Swagger showed up and said, "I'm here. I'm the cornbread country kid,
man. And I'm on SmackDown,
and you ain't seen nothing. You think you know all about me, but you don't know Jack." That was a good line. That was a line.
I feel like I saw some of this. I remember hearing this line. So, and I remember thinking this is a good T-shirt.
So I'm assuming they're going to start using Jack Swagger now.
He was kind of over. Well, a little bit.
They're switching wrestlers already.
They're like the weed of people
already.
Yeah. They're switching wrestlers already. What was the point of this split?
Duke, where can they find you on the social?
Fabio Duke _84 on Twitter. Just want to big up Freshers. We put out the remix for London Posse. Check that out on their Bandcamp. Zoop. Yeah, man. Just Duke_84 everything.
Never promote your music on here ever again.
Just a kick out podcast,
man. I'm joking.
I have to get it in somewhere, you know what I mean?
Ace. Next time. Next week we got my funny interview with Shinsuke Nakamura.
Yes.
We should have Logan Sarma in the building.
He interviewed what?
Shinsuke, yeah. We'll have that on the show.
You're flexing different. Looking real skinny in them pictures, yo.
And he said it on a calm ticket as well.
Man. Yeah, man. A little inside joke, but yeah.
But yeah, till next week. We're going to call this episode Tangents.
Tangents, there you go.
There you go. Right. Save.
Later.
Peace.